I'm at the Open University and it's a gloriously sunny day. At the moment, though, I'm sat in an office, sat with...
Carol Kamarami, and I'm a senior lecturer here at the Open University, and my specialist subject is death and dying.
How do you specialise in death and dying?
Well, it's part of the discipline of medical sociology, and I've been particularly interested in end-of-life care for many years. And my previous career as a nurse and a midwife is something where I met death and dying quite a lot. So,
well, and I guess got involved in all the philosophical questions around that.
Yes. I mean, it's a subject area that's got many disciplinary areas within it, and that's what makes it really quite exciting and interesting.
I'm here today to shoot a video. You are a subject of this video. Because of your knowledge in these fields, the subject matter is leaving a legacy to the OU. The Open University does get an amount of money every year from people who are thoughtful enough to leave money in their wills, so on and so forth. Can you explain why you think this is important?
Yeah, I think it's quite important to people on many different levels, because I think that people want to make a difference somehow. I mean, I think it can range from being a very practical difference to who's looking after your children, your pets, your partner, to actually wanting to make a difference to people more widely. And I think that's often affected by where you are in your life when you die and how prepared you are.
For me, it hadn't really crossed my mind, other than personally the hassles of having family members not leave a will, and the trouble that, you know, family rifts that can cause, all kinds of stuff. I've had first-hand experience of a lot of messing around with lawyers and so on and so forth, but it didn't cross my mind as to how different it would be. Say, for example, I left a bit of money to a charity and maybe helped a couple of animals, as to if I left money to educate somebody to go on and continually do work and maybe even pass on that education. For me, there seems to be a little bit more longevity in that kind of donation. Would I be right in thinking that way?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think if people's lives have been affected by education, and certainly the Open University, probably more than any other, gives people another chance at that if they haven't had the chances for whatever reasons the first time round, then I think people would see the importance of it. And it's a way of continuing to make a difference, isn't it, for the lives of other people. I mean, it's an incredibly generous thing to do. But it's not unusual. Most charities actually are totally dependent upon donations. And the hospice movement particularly is dependent upon people leaving money in their will to them.
We're going to take a look around at some of the buildings that have been made possible because of donations and some of the things that have happened here at the Open University. But I can't leave without asking you, as you're an expert on death and dying, what happens when we die?
I
think Windows XP told us a box possibly pops up or pops down.
No idea.
It's
something that's been debated, isn't it? For centuries, what happens when we die and whether there's anything.
Don't worry, I don't expect you to summarise. I did learn a little from Schumacher. I don't know if you've read A Guide for the Perplexed, that maybe we shouldn't spend all of our time worrying too much about it and get on with living a good and fruitful life. And if we can leave something that's even more good and fruitful, even better, then I guess. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.